Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Oh, you already know what I'm going to say, don't you? It's Friday the 13th. Yeah, forget it. We're still a long way away to October. But it's still 2021. We have the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Android 12. It's coming. It's almost ready. That's because Google has released the fourth beta of Android 12. And from what everybody's saying, there ain't much difference between the last beta. Meaning it's probably almost ready for prime time. Yes, from what we're seeing, Android 12 has now reached platform stability. In fact, Google said back in March it was hoping to hit platform stability in August. Well, there you go. According to Google, Android 12's APIs and all app-facing behaviors are completely finalized. And developers can start their final Android compatibility tests without even worrying if things will even change. As far as when the final Android 12 beta will emerge, according to Google, it's just a few weeks away. Now, with all the hoopla yesterday with Samsung and their unboxing of stuff, Xiaomi says, hey, we've got something over here too. Xiaomi has announced the new Mix 4, also with an under-display camera. Oh, those cheeky little fellas over there. It's actually the first phone in the Mi Mix series to actually be announced in nearly 3 years, so it's taken a while. Those of you unfamiliar with the Mix phones, well, they've always been about the bezel-less designs. Just having that screen just blend all nice and pretty. And yes, you heard me correctly too at the start of the story. The selfie camera, yep, it's completely underneath the screen. In fact, Xiaomi calls it the cup. Camera under panel. Think they could have thought of something a little bit, that's okay. Cup's easy to remember, right? Now, the Mix 4 screen has a 400 ppi area that lets light pass through it to the selfie camera. And speaking of that camera, it's actually 20 megapixels. The display itself is 120 hertz, 1080p curved OLED panel, and is 6.67 inches. It's also the first phone from Xiaomi to be announced with the Qualcomm new Snapdragon 888 Plus processor. And that processor is paired with 8 gigabytes of RAM, or of course 12 gigabytes if you want to pay a little bit more, and comes in storage capacities of 128, 256, and 512 gigabytes. And pricing starts at $770. And finally, WhatsApp users, you want your chat history to be able to transfer between your iOS and your Android device? Well, apparently it can now. Yep, they have added the ability to bring your chat history with you when you switch between whatever operating system you feel like using. This even includes voice notes, photos, and conversations. Now, from what we can tell, the feature is going to be first available on is the new Samsung phones that were just unveiled yesterday. According to WhatsApp, the new feature will allow transfers from iOS to Samsung's new foldables at first, and then it will move on over to Samsung devices running Android 10 and up, and that'll happen in the coming weeks. You got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, that's where you can find all the BTN content. You can also support the news show over there, too. We need your help to keep this show going. And those of you that have been helping out, we really do appreciate it, but we're just not quite at our goal yet. So please, 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 if you haven't already, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for literally as little as $5 a month. You can help this show continue. Also, check us out on Facebook at British Tech Network or on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a glorious Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.